if we won, get sixth spot, you know, doesn't matter what happens. And if Longford won or get a point, they finish sixth. Look, we're going to try and win the match, same as every game, you know. It was disappointing Friday night against Bowes, because I felt over the 90 minutes we deserved at least someone out of the game. I thought we played some very good football. Now, we were a bit naive and we're defending that, and we've got to rectify that, you know. But to be fair, I think the attitude of the players over the last number of weeks, I think they've represented the club exceptionally well, you know, and they're a credit to themselves.
From the point of view of the match itself, it's okay saying, right, you want to finish sixth. Longford also want to finish sixth. Is this not an opportunity for you to look at other squad players and say to them, look, prove you're worth another contract? Because, like, there's a lot of players out of contract here after when the full-time whistle goes on Friday night.
Yeah, a lot of players out of contract, Ned, you know, and, you know, we've got to sit down and try and sort that out, hopefully in the coming weeks. And, you know, it is a chance to have a look at a few players, and there will be a few players that will get a chance on Friday night to play.
Your work starts, I said, well, it's possibly should be started and has been started for the last couple of weeks. Maybe the work on trying to have a team here next season should have started a wee bit earlier. How difficult is it that when the final whistle goes, you're left with, I think, maybe only three of the current squad and contract that are guaranteed to be here next year?
Yeah, I mean, it is difficult, but, you know, there's a lot of that at other clubs as well, you know, where people, you know, are looking to sort out their budgets and whatnot else, and they're looking to see where they're at and see what players they can bring in and see what players they want to retain, you know. You know, it is a difficult situation, but what I also will say is I only want players here next season if it's players that really want to be here. I think that's massively important, and I've said before, to me this is the biggest club in the country, and I don't want players here that are just here for the sake of being here. I want players here that want to push this club forward.
Is there frustration that possibly because your own situation hasn't been sorted out that has delayed certain player situations out?
Well, it has and it hasn't, you know. I mean, you know, we still had a job to do. We had to try and get ourselves safe first, you know, because some players probably wouldn't want to stay if they were in the first division. And that, so it left the situation, you know, a bit difficult. And we are only a week past, you know, whenever, you know, we were safe in that, you know, and when we found out that, you know, we will be in the Premier Division next season. And, like, we've already, you know, talked to players, you know, about, you know, where they want to be next season and everything else, you know. And, you know, I think the feeling is that the majority of the players would like to stay.
Patrick McElhinney has been linked with a move to England. He's obviously liked the opportunity to play across the water. He would be a big blow and a big loss to Derry City if he went.
Yeah, of course, yes. I've said it before, and I make no apologies for it. I think Patrick's, you know, the top player in the league, in my opinion. You know, and that would be a massive loss to Derry City. But, you know, Patrick's entitled to go and speak to whoever he like, you know, at the minute. You know, and, you know, he can't fault him for that. He's looking after himself. He's got a family and that to look after. You know, and he needs to know what the situation is. And Patrick wants to play at a higher level. And should want to play at a higher level, and I would encourage any player to look to go and play at the higher level, you know, as long as it's right for Derry City.